Thank you. Roca President R, myself, Deputy Mayor Lasker, Trustee Greenwald, Trustee Greenberg, we do not have Trustee Zidell at the time. Our trusted attorney is here, so we can begin. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now, we'll have a moment of silence for the victims of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Thank you, everybody. At this point, I'll make a motion to open the public comment period. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Where is, I think, Jenna? Okay.
You can ask if there's anybody.
Does anybody would like to talk about the general comments? We're going to have the specific public hearings later. Okay, if there's no one, then I'll make a motion to close the general public comment period. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. Okay, we have the continued public hearing concerning the Veolia former Suez water tank application at 83 Halley Drive. Well, I believe I'll make a motion to continue the public hearing, to reopen the public hearing. That has been open for the past several months. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee, by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Can I have everybody's attention? We got the GML from the county on Friday on the last day they had an agenda, and that would be, everybody should have this in their packets. Second. Yes, that would be. No, I do not see it in our packets. Does everybody have? Yes. Sorry. So, everybody. So maybe, Mr. Nugent, maybe you'll say a few words.
Or they want to come.
Yeah.
Brian is going to run it.
Well, about the Viola.
About the Viola, yes.
Well, yeah. I just got this today, but obviously there's about 19 paragraphs of recommendations. So, does somebody from Viola want to address those?
Yeah, actually
a response.
Letter already drafted.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Department of Health just replied. We got that today. Department of Health, I spoke to them. I'm saying
hi. Okay.
And I believe you also had a separate letter from the Sewer County, right?
Yes.
And the Highway Department.
The Palisades Interstate Parkway?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Is that something? But that's not in this packet, right?
No, but they come.
Which park?
The,
No, yeah. No. They were sent. They don't have to come. We don't have to wait for their comments, but they were sent the application.
No, I'm just saying that we see their response.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, that would be the. That's from the. This is from the sewer district. What you have?
Yeah. highlighting.
We're going to have to continue this anyway.
Let them address it. Let them speak a few minutes.
So if they want to address it, then we can continue the public hearing for the next meeting. No, I think he's ready.
Oh, okay. Floor is yours. Floor is yours. Yes, floor is yours.
I know I gave you four pages. So this is in response to the comments that we received from the Rockland County Department of Planning. And so this was our, in terms of our responses, you know, we go through, we acknowledge 90% of them. You know, there are such questions as, number one, about the town of Haverstraw, since this project is in the town of Haverstraw. We need to make sure that they have seen a copy of it. Jenna, do you know if the town of Rainbow Puddle? Town of Haverstraw has seen it.
I don't know if they've seen it yet. No.
Okay.
Did you, I don't know if sent that to you. They haven't had anything.
Yeah, I think so. The town of Ramapo.
It wasn't needed to the town of Ramapo.
No, it's the town of Haverstraw. The project site is in
Haverstraw. Yes.
Haverstraw.
Jenna, correct. If you can prepare it, I'll. I have to stop by tomorrow by the town. Mm-hmm. Give it to me. I'll drop off a copy of the application.
Okay, so the village will take
if,
care of it. I need what I need.
Oh, you need
maps or of the latest.
We have a copy upstairs.
We have a copy upstairs.
I left a copy.
You can use my copy.
I left a copy.
Is there one in the office?
Yes, but just use the last one because I have the old one and I have. So use my last one.
Yeah. They can use that one. And yeah. I'll take it. I'll drop it off in the town for them.
Yeah, just take a look at the dates, okay? You're going to have a big package, big delivery tomorrow.
Well, I have to also go to the county tomorrow.
I can do all the other stuff. I just need 5 times.
Yeah, full time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jenna and I will work to make sure we get back in their copies that she needs. So the first one about informing the town of Haverstraw. Village will do that. Thank you. So we acknowledge the special use permit. Yeah, it requires a higher standard of review. We understand that, and we also understand that, you know, the village is aware of that and aware that there's an existing tank. So we acknowledge that part. We got mosquito control. That was one of the comments that we received today. We're prepared to comply with that. That's very standard. We're used to submitting the treatment permits that are needed. Interstate, the Palisades Park Commission. I know that they're notified of the work, per se, because they were in the mailing list, because they were in close proximity.
So they don't need more than that, right?
But I don't know if there's anything else that... They were made aware of the project as part of their notification, because they were... They have parcels within 100 feet, 500 feet, I think. Of the notifications for the site, they were notified of this project. But do we know if they were actually sent?
Do they need to be sent the details, Brian?
They were supposed to have been copied.
It's a recommendation, yeah.
Yeah.
Glad you should.
Do you know?
Sent the highway department.
Yeah.
The business.
Yeah, but they're, why are they asking the PIP? The PIP is not.
They asked for
additional.
Yeah. So isn't the Palisades Interstate is not within 500 feet, Brian?
I believe it is. We had to knock it, right, Mr.?
Yeah, I believe they were within the realm for notification. But look, why don't I prefer that, to your suggestion, just send a letter saying, you know, this is the recommendation of the county. You guys can do that to the Palisades and just say, you know, if you want to respond, you know, please feel free to do so. And if we don't hear back from them, then we just move on without them. But then this way we don't have to technically override the recommendation because it's been complied with.
Sure.
And I would say that to the other questions where you ask, you know, if you want us to know, I'd recommend you guys just send those notifications to the agencies on here.
All right. I think you did notify Hillcrest Fire Department. I know they were notified. But what about the other one?
So far.
Molston? Is that a different? Sorry.
there.
I didn't know what that was. I didn't know if that was like a name there online. I said Wolfson.
The ones that have the strong part.
Yeah.
I don't care.
But the ones that are.
If they're
right,
different,
right,
yeah.
Gotcha. And they're going to have to send out these
other things
anyway.
Are they the same?
This is the requirement of the district. I think it's one of the same.
Okay. So there's questions again about they're generic questions. You know, they're typical questions about making sure soil and erosion control is in place before work starts. Yes, of course, we acknowledge that work that would be done. That there's no net increase on rate of discharge, that would be done. SWIP, you know, we acknowledge that would be also performed, okay? The bulk cable, we will, the bulk table about the height that will need to be updated, we'll take care of that. And we understand that even at 42 and a half feet, that would be no higher. In the existing tank at 42.
Still needs a variance.
Still needs a variance, so we acknowledge that we still need a variance. So again, the bulk table also shows 22% coverage, which we know we need a variance for also, so we acknowledge that. The landscaping plan, we'll make sure that they get the correct one, okay, the correct one is attached. So just between the copies, we had updated it for our last one, and they ended up being 2 cents. So.
Yeah, so that one, I don't think we need you to clarify to the county. We'll just, in the resolution, acknowledge that the August 2023 is the correct version.
Yep.
This doesn't need to go to Haverstraw, right?
We did.
This does not need to go to Haverstraw. This plan, right?
This is just the, there was two plans with the same.
Yeah, there's two plans. So, in terms of the native species, most of the plantings that we've used are native. The other ones that are also typically used in the New York area, so we feel comfortable that we are complying with that requirement. So number 13, again, we just acknowledge that request the opportunity to review the site plan, but they have the site plan already, so not sure what they're really asking for there.
Yeah, I presume they're just referring to the planning board referral on it, but they would get it anyway.
They would get it anyway. Same thing with number 14.
Yeah, same thing. That would come from the ZBA.
They need to, anyways. Both of them will have to do a GML anyways.
Yeah, once we go to zoning board and planning board, there will be the GML process will be
on their end.
It will be redone again. Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. Number 15. Same thing. Is that if there's any final actions that have been different than what they've seen, they need to re-see it, basically.
Yeah, at this point, Viola doesn't see any of these recommendations that need to be overridden, per se.
No, we feel like there's no need for the village to override any of these comments.
Right, so they'll either be accepted, acknowledged, or we'll send those notifications that they're suggesting be sent.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
So with that, I think the other open item from last time was updating the environmental form, and I believe that was submitted to the village a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago or so. I think it was done right after our last meeting. So with that,
you have to respond to it.
Wait, what?
He's talking about the.
Yeah. We submitted the revised environmental form with the correction that were requested.
Okay.
So we have to respond to that?
No. It's part of our final determination.
Yep. So I think we were looking at, correct me if I'm wrong, we were looking to make sure the village was going to be able to be named lead agency and to obtain a negative declaration for the project. And we were hoping at this time we could then be referred to either zoning or planning, whichever one the village feels like we should go to first.
Yeah, so I think that procedurally, because we need to do the resolution setting forth all of this, you know, that we'd have to continue this with the goal of, we can do approval of the special permit conditional, of course, on site plan and the variances. I think by the next meeting, I believe if you get those notifications out to the other agencies, if we don't have responses back, if the board doesn't see it differently, that we would move to do a special permit approval with any conditions that are outstanding. What would be your next?
We cannot approve final till the planning?
No, but that's the condition, meaning we approve it conditioned on the site plan approval, the variance.
But they can't start yet the planning and zoning?
Yeah, they can. That's what I'm saying. So we would do a special permit with conditions that would be approved subject to site plan approval and the variances that are required in compliance with any, you know, other conditions. You could move on.
Yep.
But we won't be able to do that till to give our approval like that until the November, I guess it would be. What's your next?
November 27th. Okay, they start. They can't start the process, but the planning in the meantime. Can we refer them at least? I'm just wondering.
I mean, it's up to the board. What would you guys be doing with planning at this point? Just submitting.
Submitting the plans again, and the question
so
is whether
send
or not we
GML.
Need to go through planning first. Or we need to go through zoning first.
No, they probably need zoning first.
I think we need zoning first.
Yeah, I would think so, because you might be wasting your, I mean, in theory, be wasting your time. The variance is a bulk variance, right, on the height? So I don't think that.
The size.
Yeah. So.
What do you think?
I don't
this
think
that. I'm a new attorney.
You fired the old one? What happened?
Good evening, Rudolph. Rudolph's on the Bleakley Platt.
Hello, Rudolph.
Same firm, just different person today. I would ask the board to refer us, I think, to the planning board first, and then track it to the zoning afterwards.
Thank you, but you do need the variances, so why is it like planning?
Yeah, like, do you want to go to planning first, and then not knowing if you have the variance?
I was under the impression that the zoning board wouldn't look at the variances until they knew that the site plan wasn't going to change based on
okay.
The planning board decided.
Yeah, I mean, look, ultimately that's, you know, your, so to speak, risk. You know, if you proceed before one or the other, and then, for example, you go through the site plan and then for some reason the zoning board says no to your variance, but it doesn't matter to me and the village board. So if the board wants, you know, we can at least authorize it. You know, we can't grant the special permit tonight because we have to go through that and do the resolution, but we can authorize the applicant to begin the process with the planning board, you know, subject to our issuance of the special permit at the next meeting, but at least so you can
start
move forward. It would just kind of be a initial authorization.
Do we have to close the public hearing?
No, I would like to leave that open until the next meeting, but this would just be sort of a separate resolution authorizing the applicant to begin proceedings with the planning board with the village's goal of approving the special permit at the next meeting in November. Mm-hmm. But at least that would get them moving, because I don't see anything here that's going to be an obstacle to the special permit. Most of these are either acknowledgments or things that are going to be done, so there's no override, no likelihood that I can see unless the board sees some issue. So I think we could at least do a simple resolution authorizing the applicant to begin proceedings with the planning board, advising the planning board that we expect the special permit to be finalized at the November meeting.
What is the appropriate verbiage for that?
Yeah, so
we like the wording, but then we are also the lead agency, no?
Yeah, well, is that not on here or no?
That should be there.
So then they would come to the planning board on November 16th.
If they bring in, they have to bring in the document.
Yeah, that's up to the planning board.
That's
I mean, we can only say they're authorized to proceed, but the planning board determines what their rules are as far as.
What they should do is they should want to be on. They should want to be on the planning board on the 16th so that they can schedule them for a public hearing for the month after.
Yes.
Otherwise,
yeah.
They won't get there.
And if nothing else, I'm sure they can get on for a discussion and you know begin the initial process if. They're not able
but
to
tell them
it.
About the deadlines of the end of the month before to be able to get to TAC and to planning, etc.
Jeff, Holland, do they still have to do TACs?
Yep. They need to go in front of
yep.
TAC, but
yeah,
because it was going through the process, again, they're already going in front of the board ready for 3 months, three, 4 months, and they started 3 years ago, so I'm saying.
So we did a technical advisory committee?
Yes.
You'll tell them about the fees and all that stuff.
So what's the verbiage?
I'll do that. But so you have no objection to us authorizing you to proceed. Obviously, we haven't issued the special permit yet, but I know you'd rather move forward. If for some reason the board came back next month and had all sorts of problems, then you'd proceed at your own risk. But the resolution for this purpose would be a resolution authorizing the applicant to proceed before the village planning board, notwithstanding that the village board expects to issue the special permit in November.
So I will make a motion based on this statement. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. I'll make a motion to move the public hearing, to continue the public, continue the public hearing on this special permit for the upcoming meeting, which will be November 27th. Can I have a second?
At
7:30 p.m. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0. Thank you. We will see you again next month, and hopefully the tag meeting will happen sooner rather than later.
Okay. Question?
No. Negative declaration, can that move forward yet or not?
Usually we do that with the special permit at the next meeting.
It won't make a difference yet because the planning board cannot make a final decision anyways next month. They'll have to go public hearing. So if you get a neg deck next month, by that time the planning board can move forward also.
Okay, we are now moving to the next.
Yeah, it's all good. All right.
Yeah, we're moving to the next item, which is a public hearing concerning a local law regarding parades. I'll make a motion to open the public hearing concerning the proposed local law. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. If anyone has comments about the proposed local law for permits for parades. Mr. Nugent, maybe...
Yes, if anybody...
Jenna, anyone signed up to comments? Anyone?
Okay.
Permit
for what?
There's a local law, public hearing for a local law.
So...
Permit for what?
A parade local law.
Oh, parade, okay.
Yeah.
I filled
in the number 5, because it's the local law number 5.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Andy. Okay, there's no comments. I'll make a motion to close the public hearing concerning local law number 5. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, everybody's had time to look over the local law. Any comments, Mr. Nugent?
No comments from me.
Okay. Basically, you all see a local law allowing residents to ask for permits to have a parade in village boundaries. Reverend Lasker, do you mind making the motion?
Yeah, we actually, just a quick comment. At the last meeting, we made a special... We had to make a special resolution to approve a parade that had to happen in the village boundaries, and that's why we saw other villages have the local law of parades. That's why we're doing it. Yes, the mayor, I will read it. Resolution adopting local law number 5 of 2023. A local law to create Chapter 99 of the Village Code regarding parades in the Village of Pomona. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Village Board as follows. All Greece paragraphs are incorporated herein by reference as set forth in full. Section 2, the Village Board hereby adopts Local Law Number 5, entitled the Local Law to create Chapter 99 of the Village Code regarding parades in the Village of Pomona, as attached hereto as Schedule A. The Village Code, Section 3, the Village Code is hereby directed to enter said local law into minutes of this meeting, enter into local law book of the Village of Pomona, and to give due notice of the adoption of said local law by filing the local law in the Office of Secretary of State in the State of New York. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Zeidel.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passes 5-0. Jenna, you can pass it to the state and have it published.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, next item, a proclamation. I sent you a draft. The village will recognizes the Indian American Heritage Month. You all saw the what I sent. Do I need a vote on this?
Yeah.
Okay, so
What was the proclamation, Elon?
Again, for
the Indian?
Yes, acknowledging Indian American Heritage Month, which is in October. So, and I sent you the verbiage. So, I'll make a motion to approve the proclamation. Said proclamation. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0. Jenna, when you have time. Actually, I'll send it to you. Maybe you can send it to the applicant, the verbiage for the proclamation. Next item
for the month of October.
October, yeah.
Yeah, if you
mentioned it, yeah.
If you can send it to them, to the applicant. Approval of treasury report. Can someone please read the approval of treasury report?
Anyone?
I believe we got it. We got the updated today, right?
Trustee Lasker moved a resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $326,237.24 set forth on page 10, the monthly abstract listing dated August 29, 2023 and October 23, 2023, as submitted, is hereby approved subject to individual audit by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of September 8, 2023, September 22, 2023, October 6, 2023, and October 20, 2023, as set forth in the payroll, the amounts of $11,572, $11,454.89, $11,543.98, $12,454.89, respectively, are hereby submitted for approval subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald.
Now, just to explain, the reason it's doubled than usual, it's because we have here 2 months of abstract. The month of September, our meeting was on September 11th, and it was just less than 11 days for her to make a Treasury's report. So as you can see, it's from August 29th all the way to October 23rd, which is about 2 months of bills and costs. So it's a double month, pretty much. So let's go for a vote.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Passes 5-0. Thank you. Today, the floor is yours.
Good evening. You look happy.
I see you, I'm happy.
I'm happy to see you happy. But it's colder today from yesterday. The fall exhibition, titled An Awakening in Expression, opened Sunday, September 17th. The exhibition will be on view until November 5th. And the autumn performance scheduled for Sunday, October 15th, we had an excellent light turnout, and also by the light streaming as well. And the shadow puppet play was yesterday, also was turnout. Wonderful.
How's Barbara doing?
She's doing pretty well.
Good. Tell her we miss her.
Yes, I told her that and she asked to say hi back to the board and special to you, Mr. Lasker.
Thank you.
And the autumn 2023 concert, an evening of golden oldies, duo and more, is scheduled for Saturday, November 4th at Sephardis or PPM. The concert will feature permanent residents Stuart Isling, the piano and vocals with the group Forever Young. Performing artists also include Bernie Griffin, lead guitar and vocals, Joe Riccio, bass guitar and vocals, Kenneth Conti, sax and vocals, David Burkett, organ, synthesizer and vocal, and the Bruce Pollock, drum and percussion. The event will be open for live attendance and will stream live via ochmeet.com. Thank you to Dr. Dalai Masha Atta for volunteering. It's a time to provide the live streaming. The holiday season art exhibition, the Pomona Eclectic, is scheduled to open Sunday, November 26th, with an opening reception Sunday, December 3rd, from 4 to 7 p.m. The show will feature about 9 or 10 artists, all residents from the village of Pomona. More details will be followed in the next report. The New Year 2024 Winter Blues Music Concert is scheduled for Saturday, January 6th at 7:30 p.m. Proposed budget for the event is $950. It's 140 for performers and 150 for the refreshment. And we'd like to the board, the mayor, to give an approval for the budget of $950 for the New Year 2024 Winter Blues Concert.
Thank you. 950, 800 for performers, 150 for refreshments.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve $950, 800 for the performers, and $150 for refreshments for the, what date event? For the
January 6th,
2024 Cultural Center event directed by G'day.
Thank you.
Can we have a second, please?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. Thank you.
Dave, thank you. What's going on with the fix-ups? Did you make the phone call to the guy?
You want to wait for 10A?
I don't have to wait. I'm asking you now. I guess you have to wait. You're here with the others, I see.
The reason I didn't contact you because I haven't yet back from you.
Call him every day. G'day, you're not a call person.
He made the
every day, call him. Tell him and he said, call him.
Okay.
Call him till he doesn't fix your lights and your wall, call him.
Okay.
The angrier he is, the faster it's going to get. And just, okay?
Tell him the winter is coming.
Exactly.
Tell him the winter is coming. They're changing the clock soon. Tell him we need the lights on.
And you're more than welcome to blame Deputy Mayor Lasker.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay?
But otherwise, everything is fine, right?
Mr. Mayor, you look like this guy. Hey, muscular. This needs water. Oh, my God. Amazing humans.
G'day, thank you. Thank you.
So reach out to him, right? Tell you catch him.
I will text
him also. Tell him I said that he should respond to you.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to approve minutes for village meetings on. Thank you, by the way. G'day. Thank you. I would like to make a motion to approve village minutes, board meeting minutes for September 11th and September 29th, 2023, respectively. Which
I'll second it.
Thank you. As usual, Jenna made a terrific job. Thank you, Jenna, so much. Can I have...
And they go on the village website as soon as they get approved.
Which, again, Jenna, thank you so much. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved 5-0. Thank you, Jenna, so much. New business. Deputy Alaska, can you give us a rundown of the situation concerning the Burgess Meredith Park?
So yes, I think we're at the final stage. Finally, we went out for bidding. No, we went out for bidding and we got a final contract, which was reviewed by our attorney, and it was finalized. We're talking about the playground right now. The upgrade of the playground and potentially some upgrade to the basketball court, because some of the upgrades were done over the summer. So I think we're getting there. This is regarding the playground part. We also still have an outstanding issue with water in the park, which is a separate issue, which we were able to secure a $100,000 grant. However, the cost is almost double than that, so we're not sure yet how we're going to split up the job to start to mitigate the water issue. We're still looking at it. I know that the mayor sent out a letter to the Palestine Interstate Parkway commissioners regarding this issue, seeing if they are willing to chip in, because the water is coming as runoff from the Palestine Interstate. They were kind of a little bit not
committal.
Excited.
Yeah, not committal.
Not non-committal, because they feel they're busy with their Seven Lakes mess over there by Route 6 that was run down. And they weren't excited to... They were claiming a bunch of things. So anyways, it looks like we're going to have to deal with it ourselves. So right now, I believe it's in the mayor's... The mayor has to just sign it. Martin will have a meeting with the company that was chosen. It's the same company who did the beautiful playground at Vandenhende Park, and they will do the extension of the playground at Burgess Meredith. And that's only a beginning, because once we start this process, Martin Spence is already working on the playground at Secor Park, which we also got a grant for. And then once we finish that one, we're going to see if we can do a third playground, where we lost the grant, but we originally envisioned to do a third playground. But that we're first finishing these two.
Jenna, I believe today we got an email with the final versions of the contract, correct?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
One,
wonderful. So maybe we'll sign it today so we can move on with that.
Is there an opportunity for any input from the audience on this topic?
This is, at this point, the only thing we have on the side, the fact that the contract needs to be signed. Old business.
But just for the topic, when we're going to get to the issue of mitigating the water in the park, it will be an item on the agenda once we get closer to that, and we will have the plans available too at that point. Right now, it's just a playground for the kids, which is moving forward.
Well, your optimism concerning the mitigation is duly noted.
I'm very optimistic. I hope we'll get there. I'll put a comment. I know a lot of people like want to play football in the park, and it's basically mud ball, not football, because when they play, it's like a mess. So we definitely want to do something. We're just looking what we can do with what we received already from the state. We're going to use it. It's a matter of not just wasting it, looking at the best financial possibility of doing something that's going to dry up that field and see what else we can do.
We're not
at this point, we are not doing path. We're not touching the path. We first have to mitigate the water.
So concerning, so again, we'll have the thing signed. If tomorrow during your excursion to the, maybe we should also have that sent to whoever needs to get it, so we can move on. You mentioned Secor Park.
Secor Park, where Martin Spence started the process to get a site plan. He needs to get a. He ordered a site plan for the section where we were looking to put a playground there for the kids in the entire neighborhood over there. So he ordered a survey. We also have an issue, I see it's on the agenda, I'll skip it, the Secor Park, the fairy pond. It was taken out, it was put back in, we needed a fixing. We spent like $9,000 for a couple thousand dollars to fix it up. Now, what I don't understand is we got a bunch of bills besides that, electric tripping and all these things. I'm not clear when these things happened, and now I'm told that... Jeff is suggesting we should already take it out again for the winter. No, because the winter has to be taken out.
Well, that's
so it's going in and out. I'm just trying to get clarity. Could you have the guy from the fairy pond contact me? But tell them I have two questions. I want to understand about the pond itself, the taking out, putting in, the whole process, and why all these extra bills that we got billed for. So like this, before we make those payments, you know, we reviewed that it's not just, you know, for anything.
Okay.
I think that's going to... And once I have an update, I will update you, Mayor, and the board.
Thank you. Trustee period. Anyone?
No. Yeah, I'm just going to bring up another topic. There was a topic I was asked to discuss about it regarding ticketing during year all year round at night. And I want to clarify about it. PD is aware of sometimes when it's holidays and people park. However, when they get a phone call from someone regarding a specific location, they have to come out, and if there is a car there, they have to ticket it if it's there overnight. Now, the mountain is very dark at night. It's very dark, and when it gets cloudy, you physically can't see more than 5 feet. So I feel sometimes when I drive down certain streets and I see, you can't even see the car parked on the street, you almost hit it. So to remove the law doesn't make sense. To start putting in a bunch of vacation days that are off, sky's the limit. Go look in New York City. It's like 200 out of the 365 days. We just have to find a more amicable solution. But I just want to bring it up because it did come to my attention. I was asked about it, but it doesn't make sense because it's a safety issue if we change it. Because it's not just one place, it's all places. My solution, I told that person, is build your parking lot, then everything's taken care of.
Problem is, just to point out, the problem is that the complaint that I've been getting on, and this is something that I want to bring up as well, is that we have a lot of guests that show up during the holidays, and we're talking about, it's not just like 2-3 people, we're talking about over 100 people, and sometimes, you know, even more. And what happens is that they approached me and said that, listen, you know, there are 2 signs at the entrances of the mountain, and that's it.
We'll put up more signs. Okay.
And
that's a good idea.
And this is just something that people aren't aware. Also, the signage, the actual way the way it's presented is extremely confusing. It's not clear cut.
It is clear cut, but because it's on one sign, it's confusing.
Right. Yes.
It's clear cut if you realize that it's 2 separate rules.
But again,
the question is, what do we suggest?
It's confusing because the rules are the same time period.
No, they're not. One is from 12 to 6, and one is from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. overnight. It's 2 different
rules. And it's all year round.
It's 2 different rules.
So this is where...
So what do you suggest? We should do 2 separate... 2 poles?
My suggestion is that we clarify
How about you come up with verbiage that you think will work, run it by Mr. Nugent or someone from his office,
and we'll see what Martin Spence
and then we'll talk about Spence and have it on poll. We'll add signs.
You want me to put one by each shul?
That is something, you know, not just by each shul, but just a little bit more awareness, because we've had this past holiday, we've had hundreds of guests that got tickets, and
I don't think hundreds, but a couple. It was over 10.
In my area, it was at least 30 people.
Oh wow!
And in other areas, it was significantly more. Yeah, it was a lot.
But somebody must have called, because it wasn't in all areas. They only went where they got a phone call. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it was only Havistrom. It was only Havistrom.
They only went where they got a call. They were very...
I'm not talking about it one night. I'm talking about over the whole holiday. There were guests came around.
They got phone calls. There was phone calls from neighbors. People have to understand, when you have neighbors that are not happy with people parking on the street, there's not something we could do. And removing the law, what the reason, and people that approached me, I just want to put it out there, it's a safety issue at night. You go up at night, it's pitch dark. Having cars on the street doesn't add to your safety.
I'm not complaining about,
The signage, I think.
The signage is definitely not enough for people in the community.
Signs do we need to put up on each street?
He wants us to every street.
Up to you.
He's talking about your side hustle.
This is something that's very important to have a discussion. I mean, it's not like a one-time thing. I think it's something.
But maybe we should see. I have an idea, Joel. Maybe wherever we see that there's a lot of ticketing, we should put up a sign.
Residents know that you can't park there. Tell their guests.
So.
Again, we need a few more signs and clarify.
Jot down verbiage run by Mr. Nugent's office, and then. we'll have Mr. Mr. Spence.
There should be a fair way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If there's nothing else, the floor, Jenna, is yours.
I have a question for Mr. I know we usually have the organization meeting at the beginning of April, and the reason why I'm asking so ahead is because I'm already did most of the schedule, so I just want to make sure I'm doing it correct. Do we usually have the reorganizational meeting completely separate from regular board of trustees, right? Like the first week of April, and then have...
Or could we have the reorg meeting?
No, you could do it, you know, the... Like, you could have both meetings the same night. If people do that, they usually just have reorg, like, first and then followed by the regular meeting.
The reason she's asking, Brian, is because our meetings are usually the fourth Monday of the month.
Right.
This year in April, there is no election, so technically the only thing that's out there is the reorg reapplying question is, can it wait from the first? No, it's actually not even the 8th. It's the 1st or the 22nd.
Right, but your meeting is on the 22nd,
yes,
right?
Correct. So can we do the reorg on the 22nd? Or we have
I don't see an issue because you don't have any...
Election.
Nobody new being sworn in or anything. So I don't think there's any issue.
And even and the clerk is a two-year, and the people who have a one-year position are a holdover till we reappoint. I'm just saying, anyone who potentially has a year position is a holdover till we reappoint.
Until the appointment's made.
So there's no need of a special meeting for that, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Usually in election year, you would do it because people are being sworn in.
It's not. It can't be the 22nd. No meeting.
Why?
Is there a visa?
Oh, okay. So we'll change. No, we're not there yet. We're going to fix that day. No, but it's that Monday, so it'll be the Monday before.
The 15th?
I know.
Yeah, we're probably, Jenna, probably that day, the tax day.
Where are you going?
I see a tax day. We're going to do it Monday, the 15th, I guess.
April
15th, yeah, because the 22nd is, it's not going to be possible.
So, Jenna, I think, Jenna, just again, the April one, just we need to
just
change.
Put a note.
And just put a note.
Thank you, Mark.
Anything else, Jenna, for that we need to discuss? Okay. Mr. Nugent, the floor is yours.
I've done everything public.
Okay, nothing for the public section. That means we'll need to go to executive session.
Yes, I would like to go to executive session.
So I'll make a motion to go to executive session to discuss legal matters. Can I have a second?
Yeah, be attorney-client advice and litigation.
Yeah, and personnel issues maybe. And
I'll second.
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
So 5-0. Thank you. We'll go to executive session. We'll come out and continue the public meeting.
I have something.
I didn't do it, and then I got nervous at the last minute, which is why I was upstairs. The corsetti.
Don't do that.
Like, I didn't pray to
all of them. Oh, no, that's okay.
Then I got
so nervous.
I was wrong. I should have just gone.
Public.
Public session.
Public session. Do I have a second?
A second. All in favor?
Second.
Aye. Who seconded?
Second by Trustee Zeidel.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Does anybody have anything to say? No. So I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.